Good.
Hey, Megan, I know you're focused on the next 4 games for this team, but as head coaching jobs pop up around the league, is that something this offseason that you'd entertain?
Oh, yeah, obviously I would entertain it, but, I mean, right now we're clearly focused on, you know, San Fran like everybody here. You know, I think that all those things that get taken care of in the off season, you know, really are something that you can't concentrate on right now, or anybody can. I think we got to play, and we got to coach, and we got to prepare, and we got to practice.
Is that a dream of yours, though, to be a head coach for
them? Well, I mean, I think when you get into coaching, I think that everybody aspires to lead at the highest level, and clearly being a head coach in the National Football League is the opportunity to do that.
I'd like to be head coach in the NFL.
Oh, I think we're going down a path right now that I really haven't even thought about. I'm really, you know, just get out of meetings with the linebackers and, you know, whether this happens or not. I didn't know when I started coaching, I didn't think I'd be in the NFL. And when I started coaching, I didn't think I'd be at Ohio State. And, you know, didn't think I would be, you know, coordinating. So, you know, you never really know. You try to do as good a job as you can in the role that you have. And then you go from there.
How's Brian Cushing doing? Working his way back?
Good, yeah, he's getting back into it. You know what I mean? We just got to keep practicing. Today will be a big day for him. We walked through yesterday, but today will be a big day. And then, you know, moving to try to get him ready for the game on Sunday.
Expectations from him for this week?
I think he'll play hard. I know that. I expect him to play hard. I expect him to play physical, just like he did when he was back out there before.
Because he's been in the league so long, does that make it a great deal easier getting back after being off?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that's difficult. I mean, not having been out there since, you know, September, that's tough. So I think we'll have to watch it and we'll have to monitor it and see how it's going.
You also said that you have a really great relationship with your players. So how important is that to you?
I think it's important. I think that I've always respected at a professional level the coaches that I've always had, whether that be in Pittsburgh, New England, Kansas City. You know, I still see those guys. I still take a great deal from what they taught and how they coached. You know, and then being in college, I think you have to have that because you're really monitoring those guys on a day-to-day basis. You know, a lot of those guys are away from their families. So you become, you know, kind of that person that kind of watches over them and mentor them. You know, you got to get to know them, what makes those young guys tick. And, you know, we got a lot of young guys too, so I think you got to find out about, you know, their families, you know, their girlfriends, what they do outside of football.
Brian had said yesterday that, you know, he started experiencing he had some worries as early as the offseason. Is that something that he shared with the coaching staff, let you guys know what he was going through?
You know, I think Brian did a good job of addressing everything yesterday. Brian and I talk, you know, we talk about kids, we talk about families, football, you know, life after football, so. You know, really, I've always appreciated those conversations between Brian and I.
Do you think you're ready to be a head coach?
Right now, I'm trying to be ready to take on the San Francisco 49ers. But, you know, really, you know, I think that our focus to where we're at now, I think it's we got to have some grit. You know, we talked about our players about having grit. And when the grit wears off of the sandpaper, they get rid of it and they get some new sandpaper. And so, that's the message I try to give to the defense, is that we got to continue to be gritty. We got to continue to, you know, play hard, play fast, and, you know, just try to limit some of the mistakes.
Mike, is that grit there just like you want it to be?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I think you watch. I mean, I don't think that, you know, it's a lack of effort. You know, I think we got to coach and we got to play better.
Brian also said yesterday that one of the things that he was concerned about was, you know, hits that you take playing in the NFL and concussions, things like that. I mean, you played for 14 years in the league. Is that something that ever crosses your mind?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's always something that, you know, my wife and my kids, I think, were conscious of. I think that, you know, I think Mike Mitchell said it best yesterday. You know, this is it's a violent game played by grown men. And, you know, I think you understand kind of what you're getting into. You know, you love it. My kids play. You know, Tyler's going to college next year. So I think they all understand, you know, the risks. My, you know, my family seen me laid out cold, you know, on the football field. And so, you know, if you have a wife that can understand that that's what happens and, you know, drives you home after the game, that's a pretty good thing.
You mentioned Tyler. He
excited about what he's got this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be cool. It's, you know, excited for the program. You know, they lost last year in the semifinals, and they beat some good opponents to get there. You know, they beat a team that won it last year. So, you know, I think St. Pius is, you know, they're excited, and I think the players are excited, but they got a good team. I'm glad he's there. I'm glad that he ended up at St. Pius, and he's at the right school.
In the years that you've studied Garoppolo and then practiced against him, now what you've seen with the Niners, is there anything in particular that stands out?
Quick release. You know, I mean, he's got guys bearing down on him last week, and it's like, you know, he's like flipping it to first base like a shortstop, you know, just arm angle, just getting rid of it as Hicks is barreling down on him a couple times and completes the passes. So quick release, looked like he had good command. I mean, they clearly feel comfortable with him. They went no huddle probably 12 times on normal down and distances. So whatever command he's got, they feel okay going no huddle with him and putting him at the line of scrimmage. Yeah, they moved the ball. They had 14-play drive, 12-play drive, 15-play drive. You know, they just stalled in the red zone. So, you know, we can't let them drive the ball with that success.
Kyle Shanahan's offense, how would you, after having watched it on tape, how would you describe it?
Well, we've played against them. You know, we've played against them in the past. You know, there'll be some 21 personnel. He uses the fullback. You know, he likes the fullback. He's pretty versatile. You know, Kyle Juszczyk and you know, so they mix the runs in. It's a zone running scheme with play action pass, and then they'll mix personnel with 12 and 11. And, you know, clearly, you know, they got a deep element in Goodwin, you know, a guy that can fly. So, you know, you understand what the zone scheme is, and then they mix in some runs. But, you know, they've always had a good, versatile fullback.
You talked a little bit earlier about
my God, where's Allie at? She normally cuts this thing off, Omar.
You talked a little bit earlier about entertaining opportunities. One opportunity that you reportedly did but ultimately didn't take was the 49ers defensive coordinator job under the last regime. With what's happened there relative to what's happened here, does that kind of speak to making sure that you take the right opportunities?
Well, I think that every job's not a great job. You know, it's got to be the right fit. I think that could be for any profession. You guys go into a different station. You guys go into a different newspaper, new magazine. It's not always about, you know, the money. It's not always about the step up at the right time. You know, it's got to be the right time. It's got to be right for you and your family and what you're doing at the time and where you see yourself in 5 or 10 years.
Mine.